10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the extremely informational Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and she joins us to give us a preview of the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we have some big news this week. It was on Gulf Breeze High School campus that a 16-year-old was arrested for making threats against other students, and they found that he had a loaded handgun in his locker in the field house. So this is very, very distressing news, of course, but also very encouraging to find that everything worked out just as it should have, because the students told that they what they knew, and they were able to confront the person, and he did admit that there was a gun, and they found it. It was a FNS 40 caliber handgun with a 14 round magazine.
Okay.
So that's very distressing.
Yeah.
But we're just waiting to find out what's going to happen, whether he will be charged as an adult or kept as a juvenile. And right now we do not know anything more about, you know, his name or anything, because he is a juvenile.
And there was the beginning of this. There were threats made. There was just erratic behavior. What led them to go looking for the gun?
Yes. Apparently there were some threats made against at least one or more students.
Okay.
And he did mention that he had a gun.
Okay.
So they were very concerned about it, yes. So,
wow.
And the field house is where the football team practices. He had his car parked on the campus. At first, they thought that the gun was in the car, and then they realized it was in the locker in the field house.
So he's an athlete of some sort?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay. In the county commission, Colton Wright is proposing Gulf Breeze be a community redevelopment area, so that you would be able to keep some of the tax money that would normally go to the county back in local control to rebuild and refurbish parts of Gulf Breeze. Is that right?
Right. It's going to be the area that's outside the city limits. Gulf Breeze city limits already has a CRA.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be in the unincorporated area of South Santa Rosa County. Actually, he's been talking about doing this for a long time. It would give you some control over some of the developments that we see, also establish, you know, kind of some aesthetics. So looking forward to that. And he also is proposing some stronger measures to protect the well field that serves all of South Santa Rosa County. So I think that's also a very encouraging development.
You know, when we talked about this a week or two ago, I noticed you were pretty critical of what you thought the sort of the proposal was at that time. It sounds like you're a little bit more optimistic about this being a good thing for the county compared to where we were a couple weeks ago. Is that right?
Well, there was nothing we could do. That's already a done deal. He's already, you know, he and others have voted to allow a new gas fuel tank to be put underground,
right,
in the well field protection area. But now they're saying, you know, maybe we should look at the other things that are critical that could impact negatively at well field. Maybe we need to look at those and improve those as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will mean that we just have no other choice. This is the only water source that we have for South Santa Rosa County.
Right.
So we definitely need to make sure that we do everything we can to protect that.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what you think of the racetrack deal, I think it was racetrack, regardless of what you think of that, if it does lead to better safety for the well field protection area with regard to other tanks in the future, that is obviously a good thing. So we'll take that as an improvement.
Right, right.
You have a 3-on-3 tourney, the tournament that was supposed to do something else or had another motive involved?
That's right. There was a former student from Gulf Breeze High School who unfortunately became addicted to opioids.
Mm.
And although he tried to get off of them, he lost his life. His family is trying to have something positive. So they're going to have a 3-on-3 tournament at Gulf Breeze High School on March the 30th. And it's going to be at the Gulf Breeze High School gym. And they are hoping to, you know, get that opportunity to tell people about the dangers of getting addicted to opioids. And this boy I guess he's a man, he actually became addicted after surgery. Mm-hmm. So that's the way a lot of people have their first introduction, and they just cannot seem to get off of them. And it's deadly. This is a crisis, an epidemic of people who are, you know, becoming addicted to opioids. So they're trying to get an opportunity to let people know in a positive way, please watch yourself. Do not let yourself fall victim to this. And also have a great time. 3-on-3 tournament should be really fun.
And no, that's great.
With March Madness. Yeah, so it's going to be called Mitchell Madness over Mitchell because Mitchell Delgado is the namesake. Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a, this is a very cool story. You've got somebody from Gulf Breeze is going to be performing at Carnegie Hall?
We do. And this is interesting. This girl has a hearing deficit, but she loves to play the piano. And she moved here not very long ago from Turkey. And her name is Nil Dinarag. She's 17. And she's going to be playing at New York City, New York City's Carnegie Hall. So we have a story about her and how she... you know, channels her talent. And so it's very exciting to find out that we have someone local who's going to be performing on such a wonderful stage.
That is always such a treat to see local kids performing up. That's just, I mean, that's just fantastic. The Gulf Breeze News comes out every Thursday. We've got the Arts Festival, of course, this weekend. Books by the Bay comes up on Saturday. You've got sports in the newspaper, as always. Jason does such a good job at that. And Splash for April is coming. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
I hope to see you in the breeze.